Any other imaging techniques that look promising to you?
Yeah, there is. So I would add that everyone gets a CT scan of the pelvis as part, and I think it's a good idea, but it doesn't add a whole lot. The test that I think is interesting is doing some more sophisticated MRI. So there's a phased array coil approach, and this has been promulgated heavily by a couple of European investigators, more so than the United States, which gives a view of the pelvis and the perirectal soft tissues that are really far better than you can get with other conventional imaging approaches. Having said that, this is also going to be dependent on the expertise of the person actually getting the images and certainly of interpreting the images. But I think it has more potential than anything else that I've seen out there right now.
You talked about the distance from the sphincter in terms of determining the type of surgery. What's your guideline and what goes on in clinical practice in that regard?
Well, I can tell you what goes on in our practice in that regard. We don't do very many abdominal perineal resections nowadays. And if a tumor is on the sphincter, we view that that patient will for sure need an APR. Once it's up a centimeter, centimeter and a half above the sphincter, we then think that we at least have a good fighting chance of not doing an APR and getting away with an LAR, often with a coloanal anastomosis. But the other things you need to consider is that there has to be adequate sphincter function when you start. And there are patients, especially in the elderly, whose tumor may be something where you could preserve sphincter. But if you give that patient radiation and then you do surgery, the likelihood that they will have a sphincter that works well and that will give them a good quality of life will not, in fact, be very high. So you need to evaluate the quality of the sphincter in that patient. And I have, on occasion, recommended patients have APRs or at least diverting colostomies because the sphincter function is simply not adequate to start with.